time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hi, Will.
Hey there, Sasha.
Will, remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Ed Pegg Jr., and it was a math puzzle. I said, take the 9 digits 1 to 9 in order, and I said you can group them and add arithmetic operations to get 2011 in a certain way. Then I asked, can you group them and add arithmetic symbols in a different way to make 2026? And there's several answers. One of them is 12 times 34 times 5 minus 6 minus 7 plus 8 minus 9. And there are a couple of others, which I think we will list on the NPR website.
A great challenge for math lovers. And there were 452 correct entries. And this week's winner is Daniel Abramson of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Congratulations, Daniel.
Hi. Thank you.
Explain how you figured out that one.
I was just playing around with multiplication to see what would get me close. I started with the higher numbers, got nowhere with that, and then hit on the, 12 times 34 times 5, and I was so close. It was like, well, let's just add and subtract to see what gets us to 2026.
Are you a regular player of the puzzle?
Yeah, I've been doing it for, I feel like, 6-7 years.
And what other kinds of things do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
Well, I'm a software engineer, and in my free time, I'm a percussionist with the Albuquerque Concert Band.
Oh, wow. So many interests. Right brain and left brain. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Are you ready to play the puzzle today?
I'm a little nervous, but let's go for it.
I'm here with you. We'll do it together. Will?
Yeah, don't be nervous. All right, Daniel and Sasha. Today's puzzle is called Pet Theory. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which the first word starts P-E, and the second word starts T. For example, if I said what walkways at intersections carry, you would say pedestrian traffic. Here's number one, a chart that lists all the chemical elements.
The periodic table.
That's it. A place for a partridge in the 12 days of Christmas.
A pear tree.
That's it. A male voyeur.
Oh gosh, a peeping Tom.
That's it. What a coach gives a team during halftime in the locker room.
A pep talk.
Uh-huh. A set of questions designed to reveal your traits.
A personality test.
You got it. Something combatants sign to end a war.
Peace treaty.
That's it. Someone who works with you one-on-one with physical exercises.
Personal trainer.
You got it. Member of the Who.
Oh, Pete Townsend.
That's it. Incisors, canines, and premolars that grow in after you're a baby.
Some sort of teeth.
Yes. They're not the temporary ones. They're
permanent teeth.
Your permanent teeth is, right? Nadia Comaneci was the first gymnast to score this at the Olympics.
Oh, perfect 10.
That's it. And here's your last one. What holds the fuel in a British car?
Oh, a petrol tank.
Nice job, 100%.
Nice.
Daniel, you needed zero help, and you answered in record time. Extremely impressive. How do you feel?
Relieved.
You should be proud and relieved. You are fantastic.
Thank you.
And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Daniel, what member station do you listen to?
KANW.
Thank you for being a listener. That, again, is Daniel Abramson of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks so much.
Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Ward Hartenstein of Rochester, New York. I said, think of a well-known couple whose names are often said in the order of blank and blank. 7 letters in the names in total. Combine these two names, change an E to an S, and rearrange the result to name another famous duo who are widely known as blank and blank. Who are they? So again, a well-known couple. Their names are blank and blank, 7 letters in the names in total. Combine the two names, change an E to an S, and rearrange the result, and you'll get another famous duo widely known as blank and blank. What couples are these?
And when you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, January 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with a puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Will, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Sasha.
Yeah.